I'm really excited about tonight, and as we were praising and worshiping, God just changed everything that I had. So I hope you're ready and you've got your seatbelts on, because we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to go quick, right? Pastor Alan shared an amazing scripture about harmony, but I want to level that up a little bit, right? So I want us to look at, just add a bit more to it. 1 Peter 3, verse 8 to 9, and it says, "Now, this is the goal, to live in harmony with one another and demonstrate affectionate love, sympathy, and kindness towards other believers. Let humility describe who you are as you dearly love one another. Never retaliate," which is exactly what Pastor Alan read, right? "Never retaliate when someone treats you wrongly, nor insult those who insult you, but instead respond by speaking a blessing over them, because a blessing is spoken or promised by God over you," right? Wow. And it's always easier said than done, right? That's why we just had a panel, because relationships, it's an art. It's not something that is just, it comes normal. It's just, it's not easy. We're all made so individually and so absolutely uniquely that it's so difficult to navigate through it. So over increase, I got tested with two things, right? I had one thing happen, and I completely blew it. And I had another thing happen, and God taught me something through it. So the first scenario, I went, and I'm quite a fighter and a protector, and I'm a fixer, and I wanted to help a dear friend that was struggling, right? But it blew up in my face. Who of you have ever wanted to go and help somebody and then it blows up in your face, right? Man, I hate when that happens. And I said to God, why? I felt like an idiot, to be honest. And I said to God, why does this happen? You've got to help me. I don't want to go through these feelings ever again. And then something else happened, and it was completely different. Nothing blew up, and there was harmony. And I said to God, what's the difference? And I was crying at that stage, right? I was really upset with myself. And I said to God, what's the difference? And you know what he said to me? Stop fighting battles you were never intended to fight. Stop fighting battles you were never intended to fight. How many of us goes to a battle, to a war, like David, and you're going to go and slay Goliath, but Goliath was never your thing to slay. It was never your battle, right? You're not David. So that is what I want to talk to you about tonight. So because we are a little bit pressed for time, I'm just going to give you some background. In 1 Samuel, the Israelites fought the Philistines, and they lost. But they lost because they made their own plan. They made a plan, like I did when I went to this battle, which I should not have gone to. They made a plan, and they were so sure this was a plan. It was a good plan. It, you know, the priest didn't hear from God, but they were so, the whole tribe of Israel, the Israelites, were so convinced that when they brought the ark in, because like, the plan was they were going to bring the ark in and take it with to battle, and then surely they will win because they've got the ark with them, right? But then what happened? They lost the battle. But when they brought the ark in, all the Israelites, they were so convinced this was a good plan, just like I was, right? So convinced that they were cheering it on to such a degree that the ground shook underneath them. That's how much they were aligned behind this plan. That's how much they believed this is the plan that's going to work. And it blew up in their face. And what happened? The Ark of the Covenant got stolen, right? So we're going to move after, we're going to read after that. So, 1 Samuel 7 from verse 3 in the NIV, it says, "So Samuel said to the Israelites," so look, now they've lost the ark, and now the Philistines are approaching again, they're going into battle, right? So Samuel said to all the Israelites, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and of the false gods and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. So the Israelites put away their bowls and their false gods and serve the Lord only. Then Samuel said, assemble all of Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you. When they had assembled at Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out in front of the Lord. On that day they fasted, and there they confessed, we have sinned against the Lord. Now Samuel was serving as the leader of Israel at Mizpah. When the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of the Philistine came up to attack them. When the Israelites heard of this, they were afraid because of the Philistines. Now they were afraid because they've lost every battle to date, right? So they were afraid. They said to Samuel, do not stop crying out to the Lord our God, that he may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines. Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and sacrificed it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day the Lord thundered with a loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, and then basically they won the war. But after that, they went back and they put up... They put up a stone, and they named it Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. Now, that's a mouthful, right? And you might possibly think, how does this help you with not fighting wars you're not supposed to fight? So God really broke this down for me, and he gave me steps of how we should react when you are in a situation where you don't have any harmony, right? So the first thing you've got to do is Samuel said, make sure you have no foreign idols. Now, foreign idols can be money. It can be your mobile phone. It can be so many things, right? But it can also be pride. It can also be self-righteousness. It can also be offense, selfishness. Rid yourself from any idol and follow me. Therefore, you've got to lay those things down, right? Then intercede with the Lord, which means pray, find out what's God's heart, worship, get closer to God. And you'll notice you're in the battle, but you have not done anything yet towards a person, right? You have not approached, you have not done anything. This is all preparation before you actually enter it. But then they did something weird. They poured out water in front of God. And I thought, Lord, what possibly could you mean by that? And God said, purity, waters, purity, purify yourself. So what happens when you purify yourself? Even your deepest, deepest secrets, things that you haven't told anybody, which might just align with the idols, the pride. It might align with so many things in your life, but you've got to go and you've got to get rid of those things. Things that you don't normally show to people. Because you cannot be pure if you still hold those things. Who of you know, once you put a drop of food coloring into water, one drop, 1 millimeter, it's not pure anymore, right? You've got to purify yourself in front of God. And that might mean deal with the ugly stuff in your heart. And the word then says, Samuel served as a judge for Israel. And I said, God, you say, therefore there is no condemnation. So what's a judge? And God says, you have to be brave enough to look at your own heart. Not look at the other person's heart. Look at your own heart. You've got to be brave enough to say, actually, yes, I am at fault. Actually, there is something I've got to deal with. But as the Philistines draw closer, they became fearful. And you know what? That happens. Because of the past failures, we become fearful for what lies ahead. Because I messed it up that time, next time when I have to go and I have to approach it again, I'm going to think, I remember that time. that I messed it up. And the previous time, and the previous time, and the previous time, we become fearful. And I love how an increase, we were told that the devil calls you by your past. But you know what? God's called you by your future, right? God called you by your future. So stop looking at the past. Stop looking at your past failures. And let's look at how God has called us for the future, for what's coming. And they said to Samuel, cry out to God for him to rescue us. They said it again, which means don't stop interceding. Don't stop praying. You know, Pastor Alan taught a year or so ago, he said, when you've got a problem with somebody, before you do anything, go pray for that person for 30 days. And if you're anything like me, your prayer will start, Lord, can you please just deal with this person? I cannot take it anymore. They've done this, this, and this, and you're really upset. But the next day, God, I really feel hurt, and I'm really upset about this, and can you just please deal with them? And the next day, God, I just don't want to feel like this anymore. I hate feeling like this. And the next day, God, please change my heart. God, I don't, just heal me. And automatically, somewhere, it starts turning, and you start praying for yourself. You know, I've tried this. It works. It really does happen. The attention shifts, and you start focusing on yourself. And it's not about the other person and not about how unrighteously you were treated. And then they made a sacrifice, a burnt offering. And that is when you have to sacrifice your desire to be right. Your desire to feel that you have to be justified. Your desire to feel, God, this has to be changed because I deserve better. That's what Will had to do. He had to sacrifice that and say, I'm okay. I'm okay if you leave me under this person and I'll serve under this. I'm okay. You have to sacrifice the injustice that's been done to you or sacrifice the hurt that you felt. That is a big thing to do. You see, the moment we do that, we become less and God becomes more. And the moment that happened, God caused confusion among the Philistines, right? Because you see, he went and he fought for them. He prepared the way for them. The word actually says that he derooted them. What happens when you deroot something? You pull everything out and the roots are exposed. And all of a sudden, the whole situation comes to light. And the truth is exposed. Why? Because God went and he prepared the ground. He prepared the way for you. All you had to do was listen and be in obedience, right? But that takes patience. Patience. It's sometimes so difficult. You know, when I sit and I click on a computer and it doesn't open, Will always say, stop clicking again. But I click and 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 I'm going to twitch like this. And you know what? I see Vincent, my 8-year-old, now doing the same. He clicks, clicks, clicks. And he's following me. Impatient, right? It prevents whatever is happening in the background. It actually makes everything longer on the computer because now it's trying to processing all the clicks. And that's exactly what happens spiritually. It takes longer for the ground to be prepared because we keep intervening and clicking, right? I hate that when it happens. And then they ended it off when they won the war. And I feel like this is actually the most important part of the story. They got that stone in remembrance of what happened there. Why did they do that? They do that because every time you walk past the stone with this word on, with a meaning, with a message, and they come past and say, oh, what is this? Then they tell the story. What happens when they tell the story of the war that they've been in, where they had this massive victory? They honor and glorify God every single time. He gets the glory every single time. So what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to testify. That's what Will did up here. He testified of what happened. That is such an important part, because then we give the glory back to God. It's so nice. And sometimes we want to say, oh, I sorted that story out. I did that. Oh, that's what I wanted. That's what happened to me with Increase when it blew up in my face. I walked away and I thought, I did everything right. I sorted this out. I helped a friend. They were hurting. And now I need to feel good. I got this, right? I didn't. I felt horrible. I went to the bathroom and I cried. Why? Because I fought a battle I wasn't supposed to fight. It wasn't my battle, right? But I wanted to fix it. And it was a very, very important lesson that I learned. 2 weeks ago, before I even knew I was going to preach about this, right? And that's how God works. We have to testify. The moment we don't testify, we rob God of the glory and the honor. Wow, do you want to be robbing God? It just doesn't go down well, right? And I said to God, this is so good, but why did I not get this revelation before I messed it up? What was lacking? And God said to me, wisdom. Wisdom to know the difference of when you have to go to war and when you've got to keep quiet. Wisdom. And he took me to Proverbs 2, verse 6 to 11, which says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And he holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protect the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. You see, instead of reacting and going to try and be the fixer or the mender or the whatever you want to be or going into the war, we have to be patient and gain knowledge and understanding of the situation. The moment you do that, the moment you take a step back and you observe and you think, you will gain wisdom and discretion will guide you to not just go immediately in battle mode, right? But to take a step back and to look and assess instead of reacting, to gain knowledge and understanding so that wisdom can be part of you. And I wish I did that, right? But moving forward, I said, sometimes you're in a situation and we feel like, God, I can't, when I'm standing in a situation or somebody approaches me, I'm not even going to the battlefield. The battlefield is coming to me, right? So I'm just standing here. What do you do then? I can't go through all these steps. Can you just please wait for me a moment? I just need to, okay, step 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not going to work. Well, they're going to think you're crazy first. But you know what you can do? Nothing says you can't say to a person, you know what? I hear you. I'm going to go pray about this and I'm going to get back to you. Yeah. That's wisdom right there. Yeah. Then you've got all the time in the world to go and do what you need to do, to follow these steps, not to make your own plan. You see, so many times we think we've got to have it all figured out. We need to know exactly what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, when we're going to do it, how long we're going to do it. And then where's God in it? I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do, but not when it comes to the battlefield, not when something goes wrong. No, 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 God, then you've got to wait because I'm going to go and I'm going to sort this out. And we jump. But I will make room for you to do whatever you want me to do. The band can come up. Thanks. And I wonder, you know, Karen, you said that you bite your tongue so much. That's such a good thing to do. Such a good thing to do. Because then it gives you time to gain knowledge and understanding of every situation. Right? And you know what? Even where I messed up, I didn't react. I was very nice. I didn't sin. I was very nice. You know, we offered God Space at Coast, and they teach you there. I know I spoke about it here as well, how to ask wondering questions. I wonder if we did this, you know, would this not happen? I did it so nice and polite. I didn't go one step out of line. But still, it wasn't my battle to fight. It wasn't my battle to fight. So, if you are sitting here tonight and you think, oh man, I've messed up so many times. Maybe you sit here and you feel, oh, I've done this so many times. This is what she's talking about. I've walked away so many times and I feel horrible. Then as we go into a song, I want you to come to the front. So maybe let's all stand, right? Let's all stand. So if you feel like you've been there on this road, I want to pray for you tonight for some wisdom, right? Some wisdom to know when you've got to go to the battlefield and when you have to go to the prayer room, right? Or maybe you feel like, I can't even get to that stage because I have zero patience. Like my mouth, I always feel like there's a link missing between my brain and my mouth because I just talk so quickly without thinking. Like it just comes. And it's something I've really had to pray about. I've got to think thoroughly before I speak. And maybe that's you. And then I also want you to come to the front. Or maybe you struggle to know which battles you need to fight, you know? Like, is this a battle God wants me to go to? Am I David and I'm going to Goliath and I've got the stone? Am I ready? Or am I supposed to go to God first and let Him prepare the way for you? Then I also want you to come to the front. And maybe you are just, by now, you're just so scared. You just don't know, should I go, should I stay? Should I go left, should I go right? Sometimes I feel like that. Like, I feel like I just don't know which step am I supposed to take because I just don't want to mess this up. And maybe that's you as well. Then I also want you to come to the front because I know that God wants to break a few chains tonight. Fear. God wants to break fear tonight. How many of us fears of what's going to happen tomorrow? How many of us go home after a day at work and we fear what the next day holds for us when we go back to work? We are fearful for what the person's going to do. We are fearful for what they are going to say. We are fearful for how they're going to react. And then that fear guides our steps. You see, then your compass is off.